And did you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, I've got a sister who was 4 years younger than me and a brother who's 6 years younger than me. My sister is now resident in Scotland, just outside Edinburgh. She's married with two children. And my brother's in Australia with a daughter, and he's happily settled out there in Brisbane. Yeah.
And how were you educated?
I was sent to the... My aunt was a Roman Catholic, my mother's older sister, and schooling was very important out in Singapore. And so my mother asked my aunt if she could approach the nuns, and I was accepted and started in the kindergarten at the Convent of the Holy Infant Jesus in Singapore at the age of, I think I must have been five or six years old, I can't recall it. Yeah. And I went right through till I did O-levels, yeah, at the age of 16.
Were they called O-levels?
Yes, O-levels at that time. Overseas education, something, or I can't remember what it was. Yeah, but no GCSEs those days. Yeah.
What O-levels did you do?
Oh, I did 7. Maths, English, literature. Oh, I can't remember. Religious studies, geography, history. Oh, but I know I did 7. Art. I can't think what the other one was. Yeah, passed in all of them, did well.
And at what stage were you diagnosed with diabetes?
It was when I was 12 years old. Prior to that, I was losing a lot of weight. And nobody could understand why, because I had a good appetite. And even my spine tended to tilt towards the right side. And my parents noticed it, and they said probably because carrying the heavy school bag with all the textbooks and all in it, and they told me to use my left hand instead, but made no difference at all. My spine was still tilting towards the right side. And my aunt, who was the sister in charge of the school section, because she was a nurse, she was quite worried as well and took me down to the clinic. I can't think of